Now, friends, when I started on the Grand Ole Opry about 23 years ago, just a short time, we had, I believe, one feller ahead of this man. And when he quit, why, he was the first feller that I heard about that could play bluegrass music, played a wonderful guitar and done some singing. I either went after him or he come after me, I can't remember, Clyde Moody. So let's give Clyde another nice hand here today. What do you say? We sung some duets on the Grand Ole Opry, and we done numbers like In the Pines and that kind of stuff.
Hey, you're sounding, well, I better get over here with him live, hadn't I?
Yes, sir.
You're sounding just as good as you did 23 years or 24
well,
years
you.
Ago. Yeah, isn't he? Huh? How about it out there? I told you when I come out here a while ago, I met Bill in 18-3, I believe it was. Now, I figured it up.
What? Be quiet,
man. Oh, excuse me. Oh, I'll tell you, he sang, he played in Washington one time. I want to tell this on him. And the people up there, the higher he would sing, the more they would stand up in the aisle and applaud. I never seen nothing like it. And Bill just kept getting higher and higher with them tunes. So there's nobody can beat him picking the mandolin, singing bluegrass. And don't you agree to that? He is the world's greatest. This boy's shorter than I am.
Clyde, if all of my fans throughout the country were like you, I'd be a millionaire today now.
I wish you would. I'd bartend.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, you're not far from it.
Well, let's see now. Have you picked out anything for us to sing?
I tell you what let's do. Let's do In the Pines.
In the Pines is a good one.
In the key of E, all right? The longest train I ever saw went down. Little girl.